The Girls by Emma Klein. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Girls by Emma Klein is a novel about the power of female friendship and its ability to shape our lives. It follows Evie Boyd, a 14-year-old girl living in Northern California in the late 1960s. She is bored with her life and looking for something more exciting when she meets Suzanne, an older girl who introduces her to a group of free-spirited girls living on a nearby ranch. The girls are led by Russell Hadrick, an enigmatic cult leader who preaches his own brand of revolutionary ideas. Evie quickly falls under their spell and finds herself drawn into their world of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Evie's involvement with the cult leads her down a dangerous path as she begins to take part in increasingly risky activities such as shoplifting and vandalism. As tensions between the cult members escalate towards violence, Evie must decide whether or not she will stay loyal to them or break away from their influence before it's too late. Along the way, she learns valuable lessons about loyalty, trust, love, betrayal, and ultimately what it means to be true to oneself. The Girls explores themes such as coming of age during turbulent times, how peer pressure can lead us astray, how we often look for acceptance outside ourselves, how easy it is for people, especially young people, to become swept up in radical ideologies, and ultimately that no matter what happens, we have control over our own destiny. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Girls is a novel about a teenage girl, Evie Boyd, who becomes infatuated with a group of girls in the summer of 1969. Idea summary: Evie Boyd is a teenage girl in the summer of 1969 who is drawn to a group of girls who are part of a cult-like commune. She is quickly pulled into their world and begins to question her own identity and morality. Main idea number 2. Evie is drawn to the group of girls because of their freedom and independence from the traditional expectations of society. Idea summary: Evie is captivated by the freedom and independence of the group of girls she meets, and she is drawn to their rejection of traditional societal expectations. She begins to question her own identity and morality as she is pulled into their world. Main idea number 3. Evie's relationship with the group of girls is complicated by her own insecurities and her desire to be accepted by them. Idea summary: Evie's relationship with the group of girls is complicated by her own insecurities and her desire to be accepted by them. She is pulled into their world and begins to question her own identity and morality as she struggles to find her place in the group. Main idea number 4. Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's dark secrets. Idea summary: Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's dark secrets. She is pulled into their world and begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers the truth about the group. Main idea number 5. Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's leader, Russell. Idea summary: Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's leader, Russell. She is pulled into their world and begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers the truth about Russell and his influence over the group. Main idea number 6. Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's violent tendencies. Idea summary: Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's violent tendencies. She is pulled into their world and begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers the truth about the group's violent actions. Main idea number 7. Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's manipulation of her. Idea summary: Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's manipulation of her. She is pulled into their world and begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers the truth about the group's manipulation of her. Main idea number 8. Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a murder. Idea summary: Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a murder. She is pulled into their world and begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers the truth about the group's involvement in a murder. Main idea number 9. Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a cult. Idea summary: Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a cult. She is pulled into their world and begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers the truth about the group's involvement in a cult. Main idea number 10. Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a drug-fueled lifestyle. Idea summary: Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a drug-fueled lifestyle. She is pulled into their world and begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers the truth about the group's involvement in a drug-fueled lifestyle. Main idea number 11. Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a sexual relationship. Idea summary: Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a sexual relationship. She is pulled into their world and begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers the truth about the group's involvement in a sexual relationship. Main idea number 12. Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a criminal activity. Idea summary: Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a criminal activity. She is pulled into their world and begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers the truth about the group's involvement in a criminal activity. Main idea number 13. Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a cult-like lifestyle. Idea summary: Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a cult-like lifestyle. She is pulled into their world and begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers the truth about the group's involvement in a cult-like lifestyle. Main idea number 14. Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a dangerous lifestyle. Idea summary: Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a dangerous lifestyle. She is pulled into their world and begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers the truth about the group's involvement in a dangerous lifestyle. Main idea number 15. Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a destructive lifestyle. Idea summary: Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a destructive lifestyle. She is pulled into their world and begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers the truth about the group's involvement in a destructive lifestyle. Main idea number 16. Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a manipulative lifestyle. Idea summary: Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a manipulative lifestyle. She is pulled into their world and begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers the truth about the group's involvement in a manipulative lifestyle. Main idea number 17. Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a secretive lifestyle. Idea summary: Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a secretive lifestyle. She is pulled into their world and begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers the truth about the group's involvement in a secretive lifestyle. Main idea number 18. Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a violent lifestyle. Idea summary: Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a violent lifestyle. She is pulled into their world and begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers the truth about the group's involvement in a violent lifestyle. Main idea number 19. Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a destructive and manipulative lifestyle. Idea summary: Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a destructive and manipulative lifestyle. She is pulled into their world and begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers the truth about the group's involvement in a destructive and manipulative lifestyle. Main idea number 20. Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a dangerous and secretive lifestyle. Idea summary: Evie's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a dangerous and secretive lifestyle. She is pulled into their world and begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers the truth about the group's involvement in a dangerous and secretive lifestyle. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Evie Boyd is a teenage girl in the summer of 1969 who is drawn to a group of girls who are part of a cult-like commune. She finds herself captivated by their freedom and wildness, and begins to question her own identity and morality as she gets pulled further into their world. As Evie spends more time with them, she discovers that they are involved in dangerous activities such as drug use, theft, and even murder. Despite this knowledge, Evie continues to be entranced by the group's power and allure until it eventually leads her down a dark path. The girls follows Evie on her journey through self-discovery as she navigates between what society expects from her versus what she wants for herself. Along the way, readers will explore themes such as female empowerment, rebellion against authority figures, and coming-of-age struggles. Through vivid descriptions of 1960s California culture combined with an exploration of human nature at its darkest moments, the girls paints an unforgettable portrait of one young woman's search for meaning. Main idea number 2. Evie is drawn to the group of girls she meets because of their freedom and independence from traditional expectations. She sees them as a refreshing contrast to her own life, which has been filled with rules and regulations. The girls seem to have no boundaries or restrictions, living in a world where they can do whatever they want without consequence. Evie is captivated by this sense of liberation and begins to question her own identity and morality as she is pulled into their world. The group's rejection of societal norms appeals to Evie on many levels. It allows her to explore different aspects of herself that she may not have otherwise had the opportunity or courage to express. She finds solace in being part of something bigger than herself, something that gives her an outlet for self-expression while also providing a sense of belonging. Evie's attraction towards the group stems from more than just its rebellious nature; it also provides an escape from reality for her. In this new environment, she feels liberated from all the pressures placed upon her by society and free to be whoever she wants without judgment or criticism. Main idea number 3. Eve's relationship with the group of girls is complicated by her own insecurities and her desire to be accepted by them. She feels like an outsider, but at the same time she craves their attention and approval. As she spends more time with them, Eve begins to question who she is and what values she holds dear. She finds herself drawn into their world of drugs, sex, and violence as they try to make sense of a chaotic world. Eve struggles between wanting to fit in with the group while also trying not to lose sight of her own identity. She watches as they do things that go against everything she believes in, yet still wants desperately for them to accept her. Her conflicting emotions create a complex dynamic within the group that can be difficult for Eve to navigate. Ultimately, Eve must decide if being part of this group is worth sacrificing parts of herself or if it's better for her mental health and well-being if she distances herself from them altogether. It's a difficult decision that will have lasting consequences no matter which path she chooses. Main idea number 4. Eve's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of their dark secrets. She begins to feel a strange pull towards them, and as she gets closer to them, she starts to uncover more about their hidden lives. Eve finds herself in a moral dilemma as she discovers that the group has been involved in criminal activities such as theft and drug use. She also learns that they have been manipulating each other for personal gain, which makes her question whether or not she can trust any of them. The knowledge of these secrets weighs heavily on Eve's conscience and causes her to doubt her own identity and morality. As she struggles with this inner conflict, it becomes increasingly difficult for her to maintain relationships within the group. Her feelings become even more complex when some members start showing signs of genuine affection towards her despite knowing what they are capable of doing. Eve's relationship with the group is further complicated by all these revelations, making it hard for her to decide where exactly she stands among them. The truth behind their actions forces Eve into an uncomfortable position where she must choose between loyalty or betrayal. Main idea number 5. Eve's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's leader, Russell. She quickly becomes aware that he has a powerful influence over them and begins to question his motives. As she gets closer to him, Eve starts to feel like an outsider in the group as she struggles to understand why they are so devoted to him. She also finds herself questioning her own identity and morality as she discovers more about Russell and his control over the other girls. The power dynamic between Eve and Russell shifts constantly as their relationship develops. He seems both fascinated by her yet dismissive at times, leaving Eve feeling confused and uncertain about where she stands with him. This tension only increases when it becomes clear that he is manipulating the other girls for his own gain, making Eve even more wary of trusting him. As time passes, Evie's relationship with the group of girls grows increasingly complex due to her growing awareness of Russell's true nature. Despite this knowledge, however, she still feels drawn towards them all, including Russell, creating a confusing mix of emotions within her. Main idea number 6. Eve's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of their violent tendencies. She begins to witness and experience firsthand the brutality that they are capable of, which leads her to question her own identity and morality. As she gets closer to them, she finds herself in a moral dilemma as she struggles between wanting to fit in with them and being repulsed by their actions. The more time Eve spends around the group, the more aware she becomes of how dangerous they can be. She starts to realize that these girls have no regard for human life or safety, and this realization causes her great distress. Her loyalty towards them is tested when faced with their violence, leaving her feeling confused about where she stands within the group. Eve's relationship with the group has become increasingly complex due to her newfound knowledge about their violent tendencies. She must now decide whether or not it is worth staying loyal despite what they do or if it would be better for her mental health and well-being if she were to distance herself from them altogether. Main idea number 7. Eve's relationship with the group of girls was already complicated, but it became even more so as she began to become aware of their manipulation. She felt pulled into their world and found herself questioning her own identity and morality as she discovered how they were using her for their own gain. As Eve realized that the girls had been manipulating her all along, she felt a deep sense of betrayal and confusion. The group seemed to have an almost hypnotic power over Eve, making it difficult for her to break away from them despite knowing what they were doing. She wanted desperately to be accepted by them, yet at the same time knew that this acceptance came at a cost, one which could potentially destroy her in the end. Eve's relationship with the group was further complicated by this growing awareness of their manipulation. It made it hard for her to trust anyone or anything around her anymore, leaving her feeling isolated and alone. Main idea number 8. Eve's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of their involvement in a murder. She begins to feel like an outsider, as she watches them from afar and notices how they interact with each other. As she gets closer to them, Eve starts to question her own identity and morality as she discovers more about the group's activities. She finds herself drawn into their world despite knowing that it could be dangerous for her if anyone found out what was going on. The mystery surrounding the murder only deepens as Eve learns more about it. She struggles between wanting to know the truth and being scared of what might happen if she does find out too much information. Her loyalty towards the girls is tested when faced with this dilemma, making it difficult for her to decide which path to take. Eve's relationship with the group becomes increasingly complex as time goes on due to her knowledge of their involvement in a murder. This puts strain on all aspects of their friendship, leaving Eve feeling isolated and confused about where she stands within this new dynamic. Main idea number 9. Eve's relationship with the group of girls was already complicated, but it became even more so as she began to realize that they were involved in a cult. She felt pulled into their world and found herself questioning her own identity and morality as she learned more about what they were doing. As Eve got closer to them, she started to understand why they had chosen this path and how deeply entrenched they were in the cult's beliefs. At the same time, however, she also saw how dangerous it could be for anyone who chose to follow them. The girls seemed like an escape from her mundane life at home, but Eve soon realized that there was much more going on than just partying and having fun. She watched as some of the members became increasingly devoted to their leader and his teachings while others drifted away or left altogether. It made her question whether or not these people really knew what they were getting themselves into. Eve's relationship with the group of girls was further complicated by her growing awareness of their involvement in a cult. While part of her wanted to stay close to them because of their friendship, another part feared for her safety if she stayed too long or got too close. In the end, Eve had no choice but to make a decision about where she stood with regards to this group. Main idea number 10. Eve's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a drug-fueled lifestyle. She begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers more about their activities, which include taking drugs, partying late into the night, and engaging in risky behavior. Eve finds herself drawn to this wild lifestyle despite knowing it could be dangerous for her. As she spends more time with them, she starts to feel like an outsider looking in on their world. At first, Eve tries to ignore what they are doing but eventually realizes that if she wants to stay part of the group, then she must accept their choices. This leads her down a path where she has to make difficult decisions about who she is and how far she will go for acceptance from these girls. Despite feeling conflicted between wanting approval from them and not wanting to get involved in something so potentially damaging, Eve continues spending time with them. As time passes, Eve becomes increasingly aware of just how deep their involvement goes when it comes to drugs and other illegal activities. She struggles with whether or not staying part of this group is worth all the risks associated with it while also trying desperately not to lose out on any potential friendships or opportunities that may come along because of being part of this crowd. Main idea number 11. Eve's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a sexual relationship. She begins to feel like an outsider, as she watches them interact and engage in activities that she does not understand or approve of. As Eve learns more about their lifestyle, she starts to question her own identity and morality. She wonders if it is wrong for her to be part of this group when they are engaging in such behavior. Her feelings become even more conflicted when one of the girls confides in her about their sexual encounters. Eve struggles with how to handle this new knowledge and what it means for her place within the group. On one hand, she feels drawn towards them because they have accepted her into their circle. On the other hand, she cannot condone or participate in something that goes against everything she has been taught was right and wrong. This inner conflict leads Eve down a path where she must decide whether or not being part of this group is worth sacrificing some of her values. Main idea number 12. Eve's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a criminal activity. She begins to feel like an outsider, as she watches them commit crimes and take part in activities that are completely foreign to her. As she gets closer to them, Eve starts to question her own identity and morality as she discovers more about their illegal activities. She struggles with whether or not it is right for her to be associated with such a group, and if so, how far should she go? Her inner conflict only intensifies when one of the girls reveals that they plan on committing a violent act. Eve finds herself torn between wanting to fit in with this new crowd and being scared of what could happen if she does get too involved. She knows that these girls have something dark inside them, but at the same time feels drawn towards their wildness and freedom from societal norms. Despite all this turmoil within herself, Eve continues down this path until eventually coming face to face with the consequences of their actions. Main idea number 13. Eve's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a cult-like lifestyle. She begins to notice strange rituals and behaviors that she had not noticed before, such as their intense devotion to their leader and his teachings. As Eve learns more about the group, she starts to feel like an outsider looking in on something she doesn't understand or agree with. Her feelings towards them become increasingly conflicted as she struggles between wanting to fit in and feeling repulsed by what they are doing. The more time Eve spends around them, the more aware she becomes of how deeply entrenched they are in this cult-like lifestyle. She sees how devoted they all are to it and how much power it has over them. This makes her question her own identity and morality as well as theirs. Does being part of this group make her just as bad? Eve's relationship with these girls is further complicated by her newfound knowledge about their involvement in a cult-like lifestyle. It forces her into an uncomfortable position where she must decide whether or not to accept them for who they are or reject them for what they have become. Main idea number 14. Eve's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a dangerous lifestyle. She begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers more about their activities, which include drug use, theft, and other criminal behavior. As Eve gets closer to them, she finds herself drawn into their world despite knowing that it could be dangerous for her. Despite this knowledge, she still feels an intense connection with them and struggles to reconcile these conflicting feelings. The girls are also aware of Eve's inner turmoil and try to draw her deeper into their circle by offering acceptance and understanding. They offer her a sense of belonging that she has never felt before, but at the same time they make it clear that if she wants to stay part of the group, then there will be certain expectations placed on her. This creates an even greater dilemma for Eve as she must decide whether or not being part of this group is worth risking everything else in life. Eve's relationship with the group becomes increasingly complex as she navigates between wanting acceptance from them while also trying to maintain some semblance of control over what happens next. Her journey towards self-discovery is fraught with danger but ultimately leads her down a path where true freedom can be found. Main idea number 15. Eve's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a destructive lifestyle. She begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers more about their activities, which include drug use, shoplifting, and vandalism. Eve finds herself drawn into their world despite knowing that it could lead to serious consequences for all involved. As she gets closer to them, she realizes that they are not just carefree teenagers having fun, they are engaging in dangerous behavior that could have long-term repercussions. Eve struggles with how much she should be involved in this lifestyle and whether or not it is worth risking her safety and reputation for these new friends. She also has to grapple with the fact that while some of these girls may seem like good people on the surface, they are still participating in activities that can cause harm both physically and emotionally. Despite feeling conflicted about what is right or wrong, Eve continues to stay close to them because of an inexplicable connection. Ultimately, Evie's relationship with this group of girls becomes increasingly complex as she learns more about their lives outside of school hours. While there is a certain level of excitement associated with being part of something bigger than herself, Eve must decide if it's worth sacrificing her values for a sense of belonging. Main idea number 16. Eve's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a manipulative lifestyle. She begins to question why they do what they do and how it affects those around them, including herself. As she gets closer to the group, Eve starts to realize that their behavior isn't just about having fun or rebelling against society, it's about control and power over others. She sees how easily people can be manipulated into doing things they wouldn't normally do, and this makes her uneasy. The more time she spends with them, the more aware she becomes of their true intentions. She finds herself struggling between wanting to fit in with them and being repulsed by their actions. Her inner conflict leads her down a path where she must decide whether or not to stay loyal to the group despite knowing what they are capable of. Eve's relationship with the group is further complicated as she realizes that there may be no way out for her without sacrificing something important, either her own morality or loyalty towards those who have become like family. In order for Eve to find peace within herself, she must confront these difficult questions head-on. Main idea number 17. Eve's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a secretive lifestyle. She begins to feel like an outsider, as she notices that they are all part of something bigger than what she can comprehend. As Eve starts to learn more about their activities, she realizes that it involves criminal activity and dangerous behavior. This knowledge makes her question her own identity and morality as she struggles to understand why these girls would be involved in such risky activities. The secrecy surrounding the group only adds to Eve's confusion and fear. She feels powerless against them, unable to stop or even fully comprehend what is going on around her. Despite this feeling of helplessness, Eve still finds herself drawn into their world and wanting desperately to fit in with them despite knowing how wrong it all is. As time passes, Eve becomes increasingly aware of the consequences associated with being part of this secret lifestyle. Her relationships with those closest to her become strained as she tries desperately not to get too deeply involved while also trying not to lose out on any potential friendships or opportunities within the group. Main idea number 18. Eve's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a violent lifestyle. She begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers more about their activities, which include robberies, assaults, and other criminal acts. Eve finds herself drawn into their world despite knowing that it could lead to serious consequences for her if she gets caught up in any of their illegal activities. As she struggles to make sense of what is happening around her, Eve must decide whether or not she wants to continue associating with this dangerous group. The girls are alluring yet intimidating at the same time, they offer an escape from reality but also bring danger and uncertainty into Eve's life. She feels both attracted and repelled by them as she watches them engage in reckless behavior without consequence. Despite being aware that these actions can have dire consequences for those involved, Eve still finds herself wanting to be part of this wild group. As time passes, Eve becomes increasingly aware that there may be no way out once you become entangled in such a lifestyle. Her relationships with the other girls become strained as they drift further away from each other due to their different paths taken within the group's violent lifestyle. In order for her own safety and sanity, Eve must find a way out before it's too late. Main idea number 19. Eve's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a destructive and manipulative lifestyle. She begins to question her own identity and morality as she discovers more about their activities, which include stealing, lying, manipulating people for money or favors, and engaging in dangerous behavior. As Eve becomes increasingly aware of the consequences of these actions, she finds herself torn between wanting to fit in with the group and feeling guilty for participating in such activities. The girl's lifestyle also brings out a darker side of Eve that she never knew existed. She starts to feel powerful when she can manipulate others into doing what she wants them to do. At times it feels like an adrenaline rush, but at other times it leaves her feeling empty inside. The guilt from knowing that what they are doing is wrong weighs heavily on her conscience. As time passes, Eve realizes that this lifestyle isn't sustainable and eventually has to make a choice between staying with the group or leaving them behind forever. Her decision will have lasting implications not only for herself but also for those around her who have been affected by their actions. Main idea number 20. Eve's relationship with the group of girls is further complicated by her growing awareness of the group's involvement in a dangerous and secretive lifestyle. She begins to feel like an outsider as she watches them engage in activities that are both thrilling and frightening. As Eve learns more about their lifestyle, she starts to question her own identity and morality. She wonders if she can be part of this world without compromising her values or becoming someone else entirely. The girls' behavior becomes increasingly reckless as they become more involved in their secret life. They take risks that put themselves and others at risk, which makes Eve even more uneasy about being associated with them. Despite feeling out of place among them, Eve finds herself drawn into their world due to a combination of curiosity and admiration for their fearlessness. As time passes, Eve realizes that there is no turning back from the path she has chosen. It will either lead her down a dark road or give her an opportunity for redemption. Her relationship with the group is further complicated by this realization, leaving her uncertain about what lies ahead. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.